Chapter 4. The last seasons are at hand. Let us live in reverence, fearing the patience of God, lest it turn into judgment against us. For either let us fear the coming anger, or else let us love the present favor, one or the other, so long as we are found in Jesus the Anointed One to possess the true life. Let nothing appeal to you apart from Him, by whose help I bear my chains about with me like spiritual pearls. In these, with your prayers, in which I trust always to have a share, may I resurrect, so that I may be found in the company of the Christians of Ephesus, who have always been at one with the envoys through the power of Jesus the Anointed One. I know who I am, and to whom I am writing. I am a condemned man. You have been the objects of mercy. I am in danger. You are established in safety. You are the road for those on the way to die for God. You are fellow initiates with Paul, who was made a holy one, who died a testifier, who deserved to be blessed, in whose footsteps may I be found when I attain God, in whose every letter there is a mention of you in the Anointed One Jesus. Therefore, be eager to come together more frequently, to render thanksgiving and glorify God. For when you come together frequently, the powers of the adversary are broken, and his destruction is dissolved in the harmony of your faith. There is nothing more precious than peace, by which all warfare, both of heavenly and earthly things, is brought to an end. None of these truths will escape you if you have perfect faith and love for Jesus the Anointed One, which are the beginning and the end of life. Indeed, faith is the beginning, but the end is love. But these two brought into unity is God. But from them follows everything else which is requisite for a holy character. No one who makes a profession of the faith commits sin, nor does anyone who is possessed of love hate. A tree is known by its fruit, and in the same way, those who profess to belong to the Anointed One will be seen by what they do. For what is needed is not mere present profession, rather, perseverance to the end in the power of faith. It is better to say nothing and be a Christian than to speak and not to be one. It is good to teach if one practices what he preaches. Therefore, there is one teacher who spoke and it was so. And even the things he did without speaking are worthy of the Father. Anyone who is truly possessed of the account of Jesus can listen to his silence and in this way be perfect, so that anyone may act through his own words and be known by his own silence. Nothing is hidden from the Lord. Instead, even the things we hide are near to Him. Therefore, let us do all that we do as though He were dwelling within us. We are His inner sanctum, and He is within us as our God. And so He is, and will be clearly seen by us, because of the love which we rightly bear toward Him. Do not be deceived, brothers. Those who corrupt families will not inherit the kingdom of God. Therefore, if those who did these things according to the flesh are dead, how much worse if, with evil teaching, one should corrupt the faith in God for which Jesus the Anointed One was crucified? Such a man, for being contaminated, will depart into the unquenchable fire, and so will anyone who listens to him. It was for this reason that the Lord received the ointment on his head, that he might breathe the odor of incorruptibility into the assembly. Do not be anointed with the bad odor of the teaching of the chief of the age, lest he lead you away captive from the life proposed to you. But why have we not all become mindful by accepting the knowledge of God, which is Jesus the Anointed One? Why do we perish in our folly by being ignorant of the favor which the Lord has truly sent us?